Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back.
Why don't we just the hell with the commercials. Let's just run the damn thing.
Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford.
Get the between the breaks dialogue you and I have.
Here with Scott Eckersley.
Now,
you were making
days.
A great point about the difference between men and women. Well, one of the differences. Between men and women.
You might need to explain that a little better.
I'm not talking about anatomically.
I'm not going to explain it.
Has to do with temper and reactions and aversions.
I got into a heated thing, and you were there. This is a long time ago. Yeah. I'm not even going to go any more details than that.
Yeah.
But this heated situation I was with that almost came to fisticuffs, 15 minutes later, we had our arms around each other. We were buddies. I mean, that's the difference between men and women. If women had had one of those cat fights, that thing would have gone on for 12 years.
Right. Right.
You know,
it's over. That's right.
It's
flash
over.
Flood. That's right.
Put the gloves down and move on.
I actually have seen you twice in that situation, right? There, right. And then once when I was on vacation and involved a producer, and next thing I knew, you had a new producer. That doesn't count the food throwing in the studio either.
Which one? Was that Melanie?
So Scott is going for the record for the longest producing stint here for us. He's about a couple of months. So.
Wow. But, hey, you know, well, there's a lot of talented people that we worked with, and I love you all, guys.
393-3700, 393-3700. Before we go to our phones, Tom, I want to talk about Minnesota Timberwolves president David Kahn fined $50,000 for his comments about new Timberwolves forward Michael Beasley and his marijuana use. The league also fined the Timberwolves organization $50,000 for what were as honest a comments as I have ever heard from an owner. Yeah, exactly right, Scott. I mean, as a media member, I have want to pay this guy's fine because he did exactly what we want, and that's tell the truth.
Okay, is that the truth, first of all? Michael Beasley smokes marijuana? Is that
the
truth?
Here's what David Kahn said. The problem with Beasley in Miami was he smoked too much marijuana. But the Timberwolves' new power forward is maturing, not mature, but maturing, and was worth acquiring because of his talent. Quote, he's a very young and immature kid who smoked too much marijuana and has told me he's not smoking anymore. And I told him I would trust him as long as that was the case. Now, you can't have any more candor than that. That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, that is. And yet he got fined.
And he got fined in the organization. They each got whacked. So 100,000 gone from the Timberwolves.
Well,
coffers.
The NBA doesn't want to have any documented accusations like that are that vivid, that specific. Do you think that's the reason why?
He just confirmed the rumors. I mean, everyone thought, okay, Michael Beasley was a pothead. And David Kahn confirmed it. But you know what? The public loves redemption stories. Loves them. Loves guys who have a problem and overcome.
Is smoking marijuana as stylish as it was like in the 70s?
It is with Michael Beasley, apparently. Yeah.
I thought that was something, you know, with bell-bottom jeans, you know.
No,
that
I think it's still there.
It's still around?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know there's medical marijuana. I know that's a big issue.
Maybe Michael Beasley had a prescription. No, I don't think that was the case.
Does that make you relax and just chill?
He looks pretty relaxed. Look at his eyes. He looks like he just lit up.
Do you think he's got the munchies and stuff like that when you look at a picture like?
Well, he's a little overweight, too. That could explain it. No. We'll talk more about this. Let's go out to the phones. 393-3700, the number to call. And let's try our leadoff hitter, John Freeburg. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing today?
Would you be insulted if you were a player and you'd had this discussion and the owner basically admitted your problem?
I probably would if I didn't know he was going to admit it to the public. Without telling me first.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. Well, yeah, if you ever get picked up by the Timberwolves, we'll tell David Kahn to be quiet about all your problems. Hey, how about the Detroit Tigers? Are they buyers or sellers at this point? Should they be acquiring players or dumping players?
Well, I think they should dump some and acquire some. Like the catcher, get rid of that guy first and foremost.
Hey, hit a home run this week.
Dump the bad ones. And that's Gerald Laird, right?
Yeah.
He hit that home run by accident, Gerald.
Closed his eyes, the ball hit his bat.
To show you how his reputation of having such a silent bat, that was a huge news story when he hit that home run.
That was, I know it.
Riveting.
They interrupted programming on ESPN.
They were more shocked than we were, I think, when he hit that. So.
He seems like a nice guy. When you see him interview, he's a nice guy.
Yeah. How many games have you been to this year in person?
The Tigers, zero.
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 Scott, you've been to zero.
My God.
Between the four of us here this morning, we have been to zero games. Can you believe that? I can't imagine. I don't think I've ever gone to the end of July.
Well, you got to go down there once just to appreciate everything about the game.
Right.
Here's the thing about going to a Major League Baseball game.
Yeah.
John, and comment on this. Height of the pop-ups just blow me away. Always blown me away.
Could you catch one?
Are you out of your mind? I'd knock an eyeball out. Are you kidding me?
Could you catch a Major League pop-up, John?
I would try to. I'm not sure I could.
Do you think you could?
I'm not sure I could.
I'd have a better shot at a fly
tried.
Ball. I would
I've
have a way
tried.
Better shot at,
oh, yeah.
at a fly ball.
A You'd stagger ball. Around like you just done that thing where you put your head on the bat and spin around in a circle. You'd be.
I mean, think when you go to next time, just check them out.
Right.
The
yeah,
height
right.
of them.
I'd rather catch a punt out of a Jugs gun any day, even
I'd
though it's
do
curving.
I'd rather anything to try to catch an infield pop up in the major leagues.
Yeah,
That's I can't wait till football season starts on college days, man.
It's getting close, Johnny.
High school and pro, high school, college and pro. Gotta love it all.
SEC media days, baby.
How come they got the jump
like
on the
pitchers
Big
and catchers reporting?
When's the Big Ten? Are you going down to Chicago?
It is next week, Monday and Tuesday.
So you won't be going
I
down.
I will not be going down. And that's another change. Earl and I always go down.
Yeah, you get all the big manual or right. the press guides and all that stuff. And
you know what now is different, though? We're going to send Scott down.
DVDs?
And no, the now the Big Ten Network.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
all on. You yeah. can watch 4 hours of it on the Big Ten Network.
There you go. You don't even have to go.
No. You'll see every coach. The only thing you'll miss are the little jokes off to the side.
Yeah.
And
the
chance to get
anyway.
The players. The best part of it is not the coaches because they're all programmed. And they're not going to tell you anything they don't want to tell you anyway.
Fellow but media?
The second day, yeah, we have fun.
The round table.
The second day, the round tables, right? The players are all there and the coaches, and you can go sit there. Scott, you know how this is, and you can just ask them questions. And if you want to get into it with one of them, you can.
Right.
And they're kind of prisoners. They're not going to get up and walk out. They may abuse you, but that's okay.
Hey, Johnny, thanks so much. Thanks for the call, and keep getting healthy, buddy.
Thanks. Take care.
Talk to you later, John. 393-3700, 393-3700.
You know, I went down the last time I went down. I'll never forget that, the round table thing. And I'm sitting at this table, and I had Lloyd Carr all to myself. And you came over and sat down. Did I ever tell you guys
that
a story?
The end of that discussion.
And Lloyd Carr looked at me. He goes, "You work with him?" And then that's when it just went south real quick. Thanks a lot, Jack.
You know, the last couple times I've seen Lloyd Carr, he's been friendly.
Oh, of course. He's completely retired now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's hanging loose and the pressure's off. And actually, when you hear him talk, I mean, he's got a lot of riveting things to say. I mean, he's well read, obviously. He's an interesting guy. He's actually your kind of guy.
Yeah. You know, I almost got him on the radio a year ago. It was very close. He was here for the Kelly Perlisekia golf outing.
But he found out it was, well, he'll be here.
He'll be here again.
Next Monday, I assume.
That's right.
Because of Perlis
right.
Special Olympics.
That's exactly right. Same outing.
And he was
last
there.
Last year he was here, and during the day it was going to work out. It looked like it was going to work out. George Perlis was really pushing it. And then at the
so
last
you guys
minute,
made it, up and kissed and
well, I don't think we're ever going to be in a canoe trip together. But I think Lloyd has maybe gotten
his
a little,
attitude changed when he found out that you were that I worked with you.
Yeah, we should have kept that on the down low. That would have been a lot better.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, exactly. You know, about every couple of years, I have to tell that whole story about 1999 in that game. And someday
the
I'll do
Ian
that again.
Gold thing?
Yeah, exactly.
We can talk about that
this
morning. We got a couple segments we could talk about.
We'll bring Joe Rexroad on and
there
talk
you,
about
there
that.
There you go. Okay, we're going to go to break. We got Josh Hemholt of the Wolverine coming up. On
Josh Hemholt will be with us. Mike Griffith is going to talk about SEC Media Days and agents. Ryan Field, FSN Detroit. And Tigers Weekly, and he has seen Jim Leland in some great moods, I'll tell you. And Maury Sager will be with us, Dr. John Braccio, and you. Give us a call, 393-3700. We'll be right back with more of the Jack and Tom Show.